Nobody gives a shit about Brady. He just started off that. I need to make sure I get a mic check.
Hold on. I wanted everybody on the deck to be with
Buddy. I don't see a red light on there.
If it was possible.
No. Light is on, frame still good?
Yeah.
Alright. What's up, gang? It's your man Big O coming to you live from E Square Cigar Lounge, 3616 Kirkwood Highway, Suite E. Listen, I gotta say, Wilmington, Delaware. Somebody told me, that's what I love about critical coaching. They was like, do you think everybody know where Kirkwood Highway is? So, yeah, Wilmington, Delaware. So Sweet E in Wilmington, Delaware. It's our Cigars and Conversations live at E Squared. And we're going to be talking about couples therapy today. How are my couples doing?
Good.
Wonderful.
Good.
Okay. Slept good today.
Okay, I'm going to hope it's the same at the end of this event. At the end, so.
I heard you had a big house, so.
Listen, I'm used to being in the man cave, / jail cell, / on punishment, so this is nothing new.
Well, I tell the dog, move over.
Do you really?
Yeah.
All right, well, hopefully, our goal today is to make sure that everybody goes home and has an enjoyable evening with their significant other. So, I'll go ahead and let a few people come in, and while that's happening, I'll just, hey Tanny, thank you. You're my one fan today. I appreciate you. Could you call all your cousins or something and tell them to log in? I'm hot over here. We're just getting started. All right. So, anywho, how y'all doing? Everybody good?
Sure.
Real good.
Okay. Listen, we just going to have fun. We're going to talk about the same shit that we talk about any other time here in the lounge. Fair enough?
Yes,
fair enough.
Okay. All right, so you can't have cigars and conversations without talking about cigars a little bit. We gotta stay authentic. So I'll start off and talk about a little bit what I got going on here. Let me see. Hey, Reese, what's going on, buddy? I'm not smoking, but I'm about to smoke again the Ashton VSG. So I looked this up earlier so that I can kind of get an idea what it was I was dealing with. First time actually smoking it, even though it's been in the cabin for a long time. I don't taste pepper. Black pepper, white pepper, I don't know. No, it's actually like a medium plus. It's got a little bit of spice to it. I laugh with Ty because we talk about all the intricate taste that people are able to pull out of a cigar, and I guess I'm a dumbass because it's either it's good, it's not good, it's bitter, or it's not bitter, it's mild and smooth. But this is a nice medium body cigar. It does have a little bit of, damn, I'm gonna get ready to say it. A little bit of pepper. Just a smidgen, a little smidgen of pepperness to it, but
hey,
good
out
to see you. But yeah, it's a nice medium cigar, and I traditionally like to stay in the mediums, medium miles, not medium plus, but I am pleasantly surprised about this one right here. So, there you go. Ty, what you smoking, man?
Punch.
First of all, tell who the fuck you are, man.
I'm Ty. All
right, he's Ty. Go ahead.
Or Big Russ, mm-hmm. However you want to look at it. Punch Rare Corojo, full body. Salvo.
Mm-hmm. Big gauge. How you like it?
Smooth. It's one of the good ones.
Okay. All right. Well, glad to hear that. Sharp.
Think I got an Avenue Maria here. First time smoking it, so I can't give you anything.
Yeah, you just lit it up.
I just lit it up.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. That's what's up.
And as you know, I'm sharp.
Yeah. Sharp. Yeah. And
I'm Kelly. I am smoking a Crazy Alice. It is a mild type cigar. I don't like anything heavier than something mild.
Okay.
Or flavored.
Yeah.
But this is mild. I can brush my teeth and cigar is like out of my mouth. That
yeah,
is like
yeah,
real
yeah
big for me. I can't
mm-hmm
mm-hmm smoke anything stronger than that.
Alright.
Mm. Good sticks. Well, I have a Crystal first time. And I got the message that it you have to light it a few times, but so far so good. a little bit of pepper on the back, but it's a little, I taste a little cream with it, but I like it.
Gotcha.
Definitely a do-over.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Kristoffs are one that traditionally, because of the way they roll, it's like once you put it down and come back 6 minutes later, you gotta relight it again.
Yeah.
Just make sure you got a lot of butane.
A lot of butane.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you normally smoke?
I'm trying all kinds because I've only been smoking since 2016.
Okay.
So there's a whole plethora that I haven't tried.
Right, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I do love flavors, but I can also dabble on a full
okay.
at any given moment.
Okay.
Depends on my mood and what I'm drinking.
Okay.
So, and then also what I'm eating. When I learned, if I can.
Go ahead.
So when I first got into the cigar world, we came into a ladies group, a ladies chapter in Delaware, and we got a little education on what cigars go with what in terms of food.
Oh, okay.
So I did learn that, well, I won't share that, that's a little too much, but what I did learn is there's a cigar that is appropriate if you're having, say, in terms of your meals, seafood.
Okay.
And then there's another type of stick if you're having a poultry. And then there's another if you're having a red meat or a beef.
Okay.
Depending on what you're having, depending on, as women, our modes, if you follow what I'm saying, without getting into too much detail. But those are the things that I learned when I first came into the cigar world and brought me in and learned from some of the other ladies who are seasoned cigar smokers.
Okay.
So it depends on the mood and what I'm having for the day.
Okay.
All right. Well, we got through that, and I guess we need to talk real fast. First of all, I want to thank everybody that jumped up. Yeah, Troy is online. Troy says, what's up? Yeah, I got the Chester team. I wasn't going to say it, but Troy, since you put it out there, we got the Chester crew in the house today.
Hey, hashtag Chester.
Don't worry, though. My pistol is under the cushion. In case some shit jump off, my pistol under the cushion. So.
You got to get to it. Yeah. You got to get to it.
Don't worry about it.
You got home. You need a vest. You need a vest.
I need the vest.
Yeah, you need that
first. Pistol is the love of you out in that seat. That's about it.
Yes. I do have our Chester.
So be nice. Be nice.
Nah, you know, I love Chester. I fucks with y'all. You know, so it's all good. Mina, good to see you. Rhonda, Shelly, Daniels, the lady with three names, good to see you. What's up? Shout out to Fire and Ice Podcast. Reese, what's going on? Tanny. Mina, I said that. Lit Torch Susie, I put your picture up today where you was playing spades. Y'all was laughing. I don't know what the fuck was so funny, but I'm glad to see that you was here, and I appreciate you supporting us. Y'all go out and check out her app, Lit Torch Cigar app, where you can go around. She emphasizes minority-owned cigar lounges.
Okay.
So it's an app. It's free, and you guys can go out there and hop on it, and you can find us out there. Okay. All right. Cam, what's going on, brother? Good to see you. So, you know, as you guys know, our motto is we want y'all to come on and hop in, give us your comments, because if not, I'm going to talk way too long and offend somebody in the process, or maybe two people. I'm not worried about Boss Lady because she's always mad. So, you know, it'll be par for the course.
That's
but I want
true.
These two couples to go home tonight and get something after this podcast is over. So I'm gonna need y'all help. So let's see. So we're live at East Square Cigar Lounge once again, and we're gonna hop into it. What y'all think? Y'all ready?
Absolutely.
I'm ready.
How y'all feeling?
Good.
Any
good,
nervous
good.
Excitement, anxiety, anything like that, or
no?
I'm chilling.
Sound check real fast. Somebody out there, give me a thumbs up or something if you can hear us clearly. Hey, June, thanks for being on. Can anybody hear us clearly? Can I get a thumbs up, perhaps? For the remedial people in the back. All right, got it. I got all right. Everybody came at the same exact time. All right, so y'all can hear us clearly. Gang, just remember, talk to us, but speak to the mic, project your voice. Hey, Sam, good to see you. Thanks for coming in. All right, so cigar lounges traditionally was a bastion of men, I guess.
historically, I'm just going to say I've been smoking for a little over 20 years, and I probably started going to lounges about 10 years ago, and it was always something I did with the fellas. It was me and the brothers, and you might have saw one or two women in the lounge, but after being open for 3 years now, one third of our membership, one third of the customers that come in here are women, so the dynamics have changed. So I figured this would be a great opportunity to dive into it. What do y'all think?
Yes. We are making our presence known more and more.
Absolutely. And we thank y'all for sharing.
Yes. Their space, right? Yeah, yes. Absolutely.
All right, so here's my first question. You know, we shoot off the cuff, so I don't have a lot of stuff. I kind of got an idea, but I don't usually go way off on a tangent. So first question, based upon what you said, did we allow them to come in, or did they just Bogart like everything else?
I think they casually Bogarted. Casually. They didn't come in.
Did you talk to your wife and say, hey, come on to the cigar lounge with me?
Yes.
Oh, you did?
Yes, indeed.
Ooh, you are a... Tell us about that. Tell us how y'all first came together and how you proposed to her to come have a cigar with you.
Well, first, I got her to try the cigar first. Once she liked the cigar, so I wouldn't have any beef about me going to the cigar lounge all the time. I asked her, did she want to go and see if she liked it, because other women was there.
Mm-hmm.
And she took to the whole situation. And it, in the beginning, it was always just peace. Everybody would just get along, no matter who you were, where you're from, everybody was cool. And that's what brought us in the beginning, where we enjoyed coming to the lounges because it was a chance to be around other people doing the same thing and, you know, learning different things too. Like people would tell us stuff about their businesses or put us on to things like networking or whatever. Mm-hmm. And it was pretty good. And at the same time, you spend a quality time and you get credit for it.
Credit, okay.
There it is. Ding, 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 ding.
$1 million.
Yes, we were waiting.
Yeah, so it was a double win there.
What was the other initiative? Remember?
I don't have to talk about it.
You wanted me to stop doing?
Oh, she was smoking cigarettes. So that weaned her off the cigarettes.
Okay.
Yeah.
She's the chain smoker. So now she doesn't, you know, she doesn't smoke a cigar all the time. So it worked out a lot better.
So let me ask you a question. You invited her in, right? Deep down inside, you was hoping she said no, wasn't she?
Absolutely not.
Really?
No. Because it works out. Because if she smokes with me, so when I smoke in the house, she can't say I don't like cigars.
Oh, there you go.
Win-win.
You know what? That's why I fucks with you. You are a layered thinker. See, I'm just straight in line. He was like, get you to smoke, and you'll stop smoking cigarettes. Right, you'll stop smoking cigarettes.
Strategic.
You'll be able to come here to the lounge. Y'all have some quality time. Mm-hmm. He could smoke in the house without you complaining now, and the bonus points.
Oh, all right, bonus.
There you go.
Ain't nothing like bonus
points. Ain't nothing like bonus points.
And it actually worked. It actually worked.
There you go.
Because I stopped smoking cigarettes cold turkey.
Okay.
Three years ago, we were on vacation.
Okay.
And I didn't bring any with me. We went to Florida for a few days. And I didn't bring any with me. I just stopped.
Wow.
And that was it.
Okay.
And I never picked back up. So his strategy worked.
Okay.
Well, plus too, it spun off to other things. So now she can spin off with her group, like you saw when, like, we're in the yard.
Yeah.
Their group's over there doing their thing, and we're in our own little group. So we get what you were talking about. We get the man time, they get their time, everybody happy.
Got you. All right. Sharp, how did it start with you and the missus?
Actually, she came home visiting her cousin in Atlanta, and her cousin and husband at the time was smoking cigars, so they went out and smoked a little, you know, smoked some cigars. So she came back, and she actually turned me on to start smoking cigars.
Really? You was the starter? So he followed you?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe y'all should switch seats.
But the truth
change the initials on that locker. That's my locker.
Don't worry, membership would be up in
low. All right, I'm not necessary.
But
I take that back.
Actually, my mother's father, my grandfather, smoked a pipe, and I always admired him smoking a pipe. And then my dad's brother, my Uncle Billy, he also smoked a pipe. They both had beards. They was white, you know, white beards and everything. So I always admired that and always wanted to smoke a cigar and a pipe.
Yeah.
Okay.
That was my interest from as a kid.
Okay.
And I had my grandfather's pipe, but I don't know what my mother did with it. And it's long gone.
Gotcha.
Because I got it. He left it for me when he passed away back in 83.
Okay. So.
All right. Well, I'll share my experience. So, I used to belong to another cigar lounge and come home every now and then and go to the cigar lounge. And it was a Friday night. And so let me backtrack. My wife hate cigar smoke. So it was like, if I was in the garage, two puffs, she'd run down the stairs. I'm like, I can smell it in the house. You know, if I was out back on the deck in the summer, the window was open,
I can smell it in the house.
So she hated it. But I still remember it was a Friday night. I guess the kids went out or whatever, and we were having a quick dinner, and I was getting ready to go out. And she said, where are you going? I said, I'm going to the cigar lounge. And so she asked that magical, mystical question, which was, no. She was like, do ladies be there? And I was like, nah, not really. And the real talk is, you, like I said, you might have one or two as an offshoot. So I understood where that was coming from. So I said, hey, you want to go? And she was like, yeah, I'll go. No problem. So we went to the lounge I was a member of. It was on a Friday night. And Murphy's Law happened. They was having a fucking birthday party. It was about 20 women in the house.
You lied.
I looked like the biggest liar in the world. It was like, I'm like, oh shit. And so that was it. You okay. know, she didn't even smoke. She just had a drink. But she, every time I was going to the lounge, she kind of wanted to go along as well. So, which leads me to, how often do y'all go to the lounge? How often do y'all smoke together?
Well, for us, it's not, because I work shift work, so I don't get a lot of free time, as you know. I only smoke maybe four times out of a month because of that. So, and out of that four, maybe once out of the month, she might be with me somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if we're traveling, you know, we always try to visit cigar lounges wherever we go.
Yeah.
But even coming here, I know with him working shift work, like, he needs that man time. Yeah, you know what I mean? So a lot of times I'll just go elsewhere, or even if we've been here together, you notice, like, once it starts to get a little crowded, I'll just go ahead and get my car and go home so he can go ahead and have that time. So it's like, I don't mind it, and I don't smoke that often. We just start smoking sometimes out back, you know, sitting on the deck or whatever. But I definitely enjoy it, you know. But like you said, it's not always, you know, females in here. And I know you guys have been here a lot.
Mm-hmm.
But try to give him his little man time.
His little man time. It's probably time to get out the fellas.
Yeah, yeah.
Got you.
Yeah.
Snell, what you think, huh?
We smoke together a lot, actually.
Y'all do?
We do. He has his man cave in the basement, and he allows me to come down there
okay.
to smoke with him. And now I have what I call my queen cave, so I have my own cigar thing going on in my converted garage.
Mm-hmm.
So we go out a lot, especially since COVID. We really do a lot of smoking together most of the time at home.
Okay.
But I just have learned the jargon, hey, I'm going to the lounge at 5:00, and that means be ready. And let's go.
Okay.
If I say I'm not going, he's fine with it. I can give him that time, and he says he wants to go and hang out with the guys. See ya. Mm-hmm. Enjoy yourself.
Right.
I don't always want to tag along because sometimes I just want to be home.
Mm-hmm.
And then I also recognize that our schedules mirror each other, literally, from our work shift to sleeping to all of that. So
okay.
I need my time, he needs his. hence we're still alive and still married.
Right.
Got you. How long y'all been married?
20 years.
20 years. How long y'all been married?
24.
24. So we got some time at the table. See that? Get you a good spoken wife.
That's the key.
Nah. But I will say, Chanel, so I'll say she's here a lot more than you are. You are the real MVP. So Big Russ is a big sports fan, which means that if the Seahawks are playing the 8 p.m. game on Sunday, we open at 12:30. They are here at 12:30, and she has been here and watched all three games. Wow. From 12:30 in the afternoon to 11:30 when that game goes off. And I always say, you the real MVP.
Wow. Yes.
And she's not watching the games. I'm going to tell the truth. She's on her phone. She's doing whatever. But she has the patience of Job. You are the real MVP.
What do you see me do? Every once in the blue moon, I jump up, talk shit, and sit back.
Yeah, I might
not know what I'm talking about all the time.
She put her pom-poms on when his team play.
Absolutely.
Yeah, good one. She don't really give a fuck. I know she an Eagle fan at heart, but because she married to a Seahawks fan, she got to root for the Seahawks.
Now you're trying to start something.
I'm just saying.
People always ask me.
That's like cussing at me, man.
People always ask me, how do you do it? And are you really a Seahawks fan? And I'm just like, listen, I know who buy my pocketbook, so I'm going to be whatever the hell you want me to be. And keep quiet. I know when he watching football, where you see me? In the corner. I don't bother him. When he say, let's go, I go. That's it. It works for us.
See, if more women or wives would be obedient.
Now you said you was going to be nice.
I am being nice.
Was she drinking before we got here?
Not me.
I'm just saying. We got. She just said. Wait. See, people hear that word obedient. They get all up in arms.
Listen, say that word.
She says she comes, supports her husband, watch the game, root for him.
She says she comes, but
she knows he works shift work. He needs some time, so she leave him alone. Let him have his time. I'm just saying, you know, it's
ready to make me do something. See from color purple, pack up, I'm going.
Well, folks, it was good.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
Well, now let's hold on now.
Go ahead.
To be fair, that even though we come a lot together, you know, if she has her friends here, she'll go with her group, and then, like, I'll be shooting it with you.
Yeah.
So everybody happy. You know what I mean? We might came together, but everybody's doing their own thing. Mm-hmm. You know?
Let me help you. I don't mind being in the lounge, even if it's all guys. Some women frown upon that. That doesn't bother me because I'm here with my husband. The respect is always going to be there. I know my position, and I don't worry about anything. I can sit off alone if the queen's not here. I know how to sit down. Y'all make sure I'm good. All is well.
Yeah, we know you tie wires. That motherfucker too big.
But I call Big Russ.
I ain't rustling with his ass because I ain't look out for his wife when you was here.
Well, hold up, but real talk now.
Go ahead.
Think real
talk.
Now, ain't there been plenty of times she was here and I wasn't?
Yeah.
So I'm saying it ain't always we got to be together. Like, she let me do my thing, I let her do her thing.
All right. So are there any other couples on the line or anybody else that has a significant other that they smoke with? Right now, let me go back. Tanny says, stop starting shit. Tanny, that's what I do. I wouldn't be myself if I ain't start shit.
But it's his own shit.
Yeah. June says, there you go, starting trouble. Like I said, Rich always the mediator. Compromise is fair.
Yeah.
Listen, I'm going to go out, and I'm going to go out on a limb here, and I'm going to say what they won't say. The reason why men come to cigar lounges is to get the fuck away from our wives. Now, that doesn't mean we don't love y'all, we don't desire y'all, we don't want to be with y'all. We need to get away from and, you know, just like communal, you know, have some men time,
some rah-rah, hoo-hoo-ha, eat some pizza, drink beer, liquor, fart jokes or whatever you into, that sort of thing. And then we come home to y'all and we usually smell like smoke, but we want some. So, you know, it's beneficial to let us have our quality time to ourselves.
We don't have nowhere for him to go. I just want to put that out there. Go ahead.
Go ahead now. You agree or disagree?
Just like I said, just come over to the house and just tell the dog move over.
I'll take a shot. I mean, back in the day, like I said, I've been... Mark, I ain't going to say your name. Sir in the blue shirt.
Yes.
You prefer having your wife with you at the lounge or no? They don't know who you are. There you go.
Say less.
Less is more.
There you go. No, but I'm not. I think it's
different for us because I don't bother him. If we're going to be honest,
please do.
More often than not, when I leave or he doesn't see me, he's calling. Hey, what you doing? Where you at? What's going on? I don't bother him. When he go in that basement, he doesn't even have to say anything. And he wants to go and relax. He eats or he can do whatever he's doing. He plays his game and I can hear both of y'all all the way in my bedroom.
Yeah.
I let him do. My thing is.
Why you gotta put my business in the
street? I'm just saying, hey.
Man, I'm not enough 50 plus years old playing video games.
It's all right. You're not the only one.
Yeah, go ahead.
But I respect his privacy just like he respects mine. And to be honest, I'd rather know that he's at a lounge or either in that basement having a cigar than worrying about what he's doing in the street. I'm just going
to be honest. But we aren't doing nothing.
No, it doesn't have to be initiated by him.
Right.
But the reality is, shit happens.
Yeah.
And rather than worry about that, I know what he's doing. He knows what I'm doing. We respect each other. I give him his space. He gives me mine. And that's what makes it work for us.
Gotcha.
So if he say, hey, if he said, hey, I want to go to the lounge and I'm not extending the offer to you, I probably won't be mad. Because I'm probably waiting for him to go at the door.
Because you want some free time to yourself?
Gotcha. Why not?
Yeah.
It's healthy.
I believe
and
so.
And because we both have almost, like I said before, the same schedule, we need that time away to miss each other.
Tell the people in the camera.
To miss each other.
All right. The Sharps, you got anything you want to add to that, sir?
Well, for me, I come here and I sit in the corner by myself.
Yeah.
And I'm quiet. So.
Yeah. But you know what?
But because he works shift work, like, a lot of our time is not together.
Okay.
So, you know what I mean? It's always that tussle of trying to find that happy medium. You know, if he's worked 13 days straight.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You got to squeeze in family time. You know, before it was like, okay, with you and the kids, you know. When I would want, like, that individual time. But it can't because another 2 days, he's back off working. Mm-hmm. So now, okay, when it's not even the kid quality time issue, it's our time. You know, quality thing. So again, that's why, you know, I may come, we'll drive separate cars, so that way, you know, once it gets crowded, I'm like, all right, let him have his time, you know, and I'll go on home, kind of just, again, just balance it
and
out.
That's what
like you
say,
at the end of the day, it is about, you know, just being mindful and respectful of each other, that needing to breathe. Sometimes we just need to breathe or do absolutely nothing, you know.
So well, I'm glad you pointed that out because we do a lot of that. We do a lot of that too, where we drive separate cars. Mm-hmm. So she ready to roll, she'll roll. It's been times I was ready to roll, I roll.
Yeah, I have seen that. So one of the band nights we were doing COVID, you stayed outside the truck the whole time and then you bounced on us. You ain't help clean up.
I was sitting right there by that window so I could see
you.
You
sitting right there. Oh yeah. Yeah. But you know, it's funny because I'm sorry, Sharp. Go ahead.
I was going to say,
nothing goes on. You know, I've always had outside. I've been a motorcyclist for a long time, so you know, you ride with the fellas. You know, I just think it's healthy, and I'll be one of the people that will say when Q did start integrating herself into my cigar space. In the beginning, I wasn't overly enthusiastic about it. And it was just because, like, I looked at, like, the cigar space as, like, my space. like, you know, you go out with the girls, you go shopping, you go with your mom, your sister. She's blessed to have all her family in close proximity. They go out eating, to the mall, get their hair done, get their nails, do the stuff, y'all feet done. And then I'm at the cigar lounge, you know what I mean? And it's like, this is my thing. And just then
hand over the plastic.
Right. I'm cool with that. And sometimes you can't put a price on peace of mind, right?
That's right.
But then when she starts smoking, and now it's like you integrating into like my space, but I still don't go to the mall, the nails, the pedicure. It's like you still got your stuff, but now I got to share my stuff. So it was a little, people used to be like, I think that's cool having your wife there with you at the cigar lounge. And I
you
know.
I hear it a lot. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you hear it a lot. Mm-hmm. And I was like, yeah, it's not as cool as it looks from the outside. Anybody want to add to that? Or I'll just take the hit on that.
For her, she does have friends that she hang out with. So there is, it's not like I'm here and she's home all the time.
Yeah.
So she does have that other outlet. So. Mm-hmm.
I just like being here by myself. I ain't gonna front. I just like being here by myself. So with that being said, because now that cigar lounges has changed, you know, there are more women in the cigar lounges and stuff like that. I know a lot of the lounges we go to, they you know, have events, like we're in events-based lounge and stuff like this. So have you ever had a situation where you and your significant, you and your wife was at the lounge together, be it here or somewhere else, there was some sort of event that was going on, and maybe there was someone that didn't know you were here with your husband or significant other, and maybe tried to take their shot?
I have. Absolutely.
So what do you say if somebody trying to take their shot at your wife?
I just watch. She handle it. Ain't got nothing to worry about. But if I see it getting out of hand, I'll take care of it. So you know, sometimes she could be deflecting them, but they ain't trying to be deflected. So then I got to go in there. But we got a rule, though. Like you were saying earlier, like...
Talk to the mic. Tell the people what your rule is.
if somebody wanna buy her a drink, she order mine. Be like, thanks, bro.
Sure did.
Bring that Stella back.
Nah, I'm drinking liquor now.
Blue Label.
Yes, absolutely. That has been done on several occasions.
Wow. Really?
Be out and somebody come up and I'm like this all the time. I let it be known. If I feel like somebody's giving me an issue, and he know, if he see me looking at him, then he knows to come over. If I don't look at him, he know I'm cool.
Mm-hmm.
But if I give him that eye, he's like, all right, she need me, and he drop what he's doing and he's right there. And he resolved the issue. We've had a couple of times where, you know, we've had, where it's going a little bit further, where, you know, he had to really make his presence known. But we just had, it all goes back to that respect for each other. You know, I'm not gonna sit there and let you be all on me like this, knowing I got a husband, period.
Mm-hmm.
Whether he's offended
but
by
it. But what if they didn't know that you were, I guess they would, all right, because you do all, yeah,
so
the hardware is
that,
always there. Yeah.
Even if they didn't know, it's my job, because I'm married to him, to say that I'm married.
Well,
that's my job.
Can I get an amen
because
on that one?
If I don't.
Whose job is it to say?
It's mine.
Oh, can I get an amen?
Amen.
I got to respect the sanctity of my marriage. They don't. They don't have an obligation to me or him.
So right. You can't really hold it against them because they didn't know.
But if they keep going.
Yeah, then
at that point, then it, you know, we got to go to the next step because I've already warned you.
Gotcha.
And that's when that eye contact comes in, hey. And that's all I got to say.
Yeah. Yeah. So, Mr. Sharp, any situations like that ever occur you had to handle? Or
normally when we're out, we're together. So that really hasn't happened unless I step off to the bathroom or something.
So like, can you step off to the bathroom?
That's all it takes, bro.
But normally when we're out, we're together.
Right.
So there's no...
we haven't had
the issue where it happened.
Yeah.
If somebody
said something, you know, I'll either just kind of brush it off and just move out the way completely. And at that point, you know what I mean, he's returning or coming back. But it is, you know, our job to let them know.
Yeah.
That's right. You know, like you said, if it get out of hand, then it's like you need to
Now, we did have one incident. We was at Brandywine River Club.
Oh, see that? Go ahead. Tell us about that time. It wasn't that East Fair, but speak to the mic, make sure they can hear.
No Brandywine
River Club. I don't care. We're all in the sewers.
They ain't no good. We're walking out. I got stopped.
Oh, somebody tried. It's the shirt, Shark.
All them shirts.
So you got stopped.
I got stopped on the way out the door, and I was like, whoa, no. I'm cool with my wife. I got to go. Ain't nothing nothing jumping off here. So
it's okay.
He kept on going.
That's the reality.
Push right past
him. Yeah.
Tanny said, snatch that ass, and Rich said, by the collar.
Tanny, absolutely.
Let's go. CJ, how are you? They know that's right. Rob Pierce, thanks for joining us. I have a story. So, obviously, we work here, but, she's not here all the time. She just comes on events, and people don't necessarily know in the beginning that we were married. And I remember I was in the back washing dishes, and she was working the bar. And one of the gentlemen was like, ooh, you cute. I'm going to start calling you cutie. And she was like, I don't think my husband would appreciate that. And he's right there. You know, so it was cool. He was like, oh, I'm sorry, man. I didn't know. And I was like, you didn't know. I don't take offense at it.
Right.
Now that you know, we cool. Mm-hmm. You know, so, I mean, it's bound to happen only because if somebody don't know, we're in an environment that, see, if y'all women just stayed out, we wouldn't have these issues. Y'all stay home in the she shed. They got she sheds now, don't they? Just stay home in the she shed.
Cheryl's got burnt down. So Cheryl don't have one.
It was that lady at the club burnt it down. Yeah, but it happens. You know, I'm just saying. All right, so that's it's okay as long as they are unaware, but it's the person has that. Individual responsibility to stop it at the door.
Absolutely.
Okay.
But you're not going to say that. You say, oh, it happens, don't worry about it. You're going to be, oh, it happens, now don't do that shit again.
Listen.
Come on now, we being honest.
Right, y'all,
we being honest.
Come talk to me afterwards. She too fucking expensive anyway. If I gave y'all my wife,
you bring them back.
You send her back.
About 3 weeks. 3 weeks, y'all gonna be like, yo, my bro. And y'all gonna probably give me a gift cert with it and shit. Be like, bro, listen, I don't know how you do it. You the real MVP and shit. Because, you know, my wife expensive as fuck. You know, so I'm talking about you. I said they gonna bring you back after 3 weeks and shit.
Okay.
Any rate, so let me see. Tanny, yes. Because there are so many beautiful women at E Squared, yes, like I said, about one-third of the ladies, one-third of our membership and guests are about females. We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 females with us tonight, and probably 1, 2, 3, 4 in the back 5. We outnumbered tonight. So, yeah, it's weird the dynamic that happens. So, all right, let me ask you a question. So, me being a proprietor, let me enunciate my vows. When it comes to the bill, do we always, no matter who comes to the bar or whatever comes to the register, are we supposed to always add it to the husband's tab?
Put it on my tab when you was here the other night.
No, but work. I need to find out whether I should have.
Don't get quiet now.
I'm going to say 95% of the time I do.
But you have to. People put it on.
True too. But, you know, I don't mind paying every once in a while. But it is what it is. You got to pay to play.
Oh, I mean, boss would be the boss, huh?
Well, I don't have an issue with it one way or the other.
He don't complain about it. So, you know, when he start complaining about it, then we'll have a whole other podcast on with him. You know what I mean?
Next week's podcast.
That topic down.
Yeah, no.
I'm going to say, in my marriage, I'm comfortable with, and I think he is too comfortable with just going on ahead and paying the bill. I pay my way, pay my dues as a wife in other ways. It's not always the tab when I go out, but I don't mind paying for him because I know he always has my back. So, yeah, again, 95% of the time he takes care of the bill.
Alright, so Mr. Sharp said he doesn't mind. Let me see what the people, what do the people say? The people say CJ says no, Probay says yes, Rob says crickets, Ms. Gifford says of course, Reese says once in a while. So I bring this up, that's the reason why I bring this up. First of all, for full disclosure, all the cigars you got when we first came in is under his name. Y'all sell that shit when we get to the register. But yeah, you looking pretty chunky right now, Russ. she got 10 cigars when y'all walked in the door. I'm just saying, I ain't trying to start no shit. I'm just saying, the register say Big Russ. Right. Yeah, you guys. But the reason why I asked that is because, you know, I've learned not to assume. And there was a time where there was a married couple that came in here. They are regulars. We won't put any names on it. And the husband came and was like, yo, ordered some drinks, like put it on her tab. So at the end of the night, when she came to cash out, and her tab was a kind of chunky, and she was like, I was like, yeah, well, you know, he had about 16 drinks. And then they was like, who the fuck told her to put that shit on my tab? So I've learned from experience that it was like, yeah, maybe I should ask that question first. So we don't default. We don't default here any longer because, you know, experience is experience. But we'll have separate tabs, except for y'all. Y'all here all the time anyway. But we mostly will have separate tabs and then
future,
combine it at the end.
We're going Jeff's tab.
You want?
I don't have no tab.
Jeff pulls his tab out. When I say tab, you know, we're black-owned business. We can't wait 3 weeks for our money. When I say tab, I mean wait to cash out at the end of the night.
This is not norm at
this
Cheers.
Ain't Cheers where you just like put it on my tab and you cash out on payday.
Okay.
No.
Yeah.
This ain't wimpy.
But then I'll just use the community card.
What's
the community card?
Hey, listen, y'all got some new shit. All right, Tanny says, it depends. My guy pays for me and sometimes I pay. Rich says, doing it out of love and being an expectation demand are two very different things. And Tanny loved it so much she put the same comment 3 times. All right, Tanny, we know your guy pays. And so, yeah. All right, so I guess, let me see. You guys saw I make this shit up off the fly. I don't have any questions made. How we doing so far?
Good.
Doing good.
Doing good. Some information out there, yeah.
Yes.
Engaging.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, all right, so here's a question. Was there any time where you didn't want your spouse to be here with you, but you just had to take one on the chin?
How about you answer
the
last question?
I plead the fifth.
Tell it to the mic. He said, no, he plead the fifth.
No, I'm pleading the fifth.
He's taking the fifth.
Well, I'm not going to plead because there hasn't been any time because, you know, if I'm here, I'm here, and if she comes in, because she has come in after I've been here, unannounced, but it doesn't bother me one way or the other. So.
I got you.
Good answer.
Good answer. You in the running tonight. Once that shift work thing is over, y'all supposed to line up on the 16th day.
Yes.
You guys are like the summer equinox and shit.
No, she'll still be working when I retire.
She'll
be old. Now you'll be
me
on.
Too.
Got you. Yeah, I mean, it's yeah. You know.
I'm on the down side.
God bless you, my child. So, yeah, I'll just say, I know, you know, I had to, when I told y'all that story at the beginning about she decided to come. So then every time on a Friday or Saturday night, if I'm getting dressed to go to the lounge, then, and getting dressed for me is, I have like lounge attire, so I'm not getting sharp like you gentlemen are. My lounge attire was usually sweats with a hoodie and some sneaks. But she saw me change into my lounge attire. All of a sudden, you know, she's starting to change. She's going too. And it probably took a couple visits for me to finally say, hey, listen, every time I go to the lounge, you're not going to the lounge with me. You know, I'm going not to get into anything, but to get away. And just had that time to myself. So, you know, I am excited about the fact that she now belongs to a female cigar social club. So she can go with her people. But, yeah, every now and then, and you know, nothing goes on. You ladies, really nothing goes on when you ladies are here other than maybe the language is a little more aggressive. That's the difference. All right, Chris, thank you, brother. That's it. You know, when the ladies are here, we try to temper our... We don't usually say motherfucker or fuck you or kiss my ass. Well, we don't say that anyway here. We're high-class establishment. But when the sports debate... Well, Chris, we all say fuck you every time, but that's a term of endearment. But when sports is on and the debates get heavy with sports, is probably when it gets a little aggressive. True?
I mean, because that's basically that's what I come here for, because you do have sports on all the time. Mm-hmm. So I come in and I watch the game, and if she does come with me, she's in her phone so while I'm watching
I'm
the game.
I'm not like sports.
Yeah, she ain't in sports at all.
I used to go to the mall.
I normally throw the Super Bowl party every year. This is the first year I didn't do it. Mm-hmm. Well, I invited her cousin's husband. Mm-hmm. So her cousin called her, so what are we going to do? We going to be there? She had to tell her cousin. Said Jeff on the lap of one at a Super Bowl party.
See, I wish I could do that.
Well, I don't.
I love my women customers. Go ahead.
Yeah. I mean, but this is different. This is business. This is my, you know, at home in my house. Because I tell everybody, I said, my sister is one of the biggest sports fans out there. I said, she's not even invited to my Super Bowl party. I said, but we talk every time at halftime.
Yeah.
And when the halftime's over, we hang up and she goes back to watch the game and I go back. But, you know, with her not being into sports, you know, I enjoy coming here. Yep.
Clean up.
That's it. Yeah.
You know, so I have to say, let me just offer both of you ladies an apology. Because I'll just say this much. I'm so used to being with your husbands that when y'all come, sometimes I have a tendency to commandeer them a little bit. I know, Ty, you and I might go back and play a quick game of Madden, but can you really play one game of Madden? Because whoever loses got to have a rematch.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Sharp, I think last time we were here, we were in the back talking about business and stuff like that. And I remember your wife came out to the back, and she was like, hey, your wife, I'm here. Did you forget about me?
That was last week.
I was going to say it. And I was like, I felt so bad. I think I went home and told you. Yeah, she was like, I must not be good company. And I was like, I did tell you like two times. What did I say? You better go back out there. I was looking at it on the camera.
But that's what we do.
You better go back out there, Sean.
But that's what we do every time I'm here, and I'm the last one here at the end of the night. We talk.
Yeah, we walk out together.
She's like, well, what was you doing? I said, man, don't talk every time after he closes up and while he's cleaning up.
Yeah. So, all right, well.
That don't bother me. You go out by yourself.
I don't care.
Yeah. I really don't. He'd be like, I'm leaving. Bye. Not that I don't care or, you know, but no. I don't have any issues with it at all. Wherever he goes, like he's gone and him and Calvin and whatever, they might go on cigar hopping trips and whichever. See, when he come in the door, I might be in the bed. I'll be, hey, how was your trip? All right, now leave me alone. I'm gone. I'm fine with that.
Yeah.
Cause when I go, don't ask me. I'm out.
Yeah.
See when I get back. We know the rules. No need to reestablish them before I leave out the door. Mm-hmm. All is well. Enjoy yourself. See you later.
Yep.
So speaking of rules, I got a question here. Speaking of rules, is your cigar shit your shit or your cigar shit y'all shit?
No, I'll let you do this.
She smoking stuff?
Your shit.
She smoking stuff?
And then I got my shit. But you got your shit first.
Yeah.
All right, let the people know. I don't know if they heard it. Go ahead. All right.
She got more shit than me. So I don't get to go in her shit.
You should go on your shit, though.
Because she got more shit than my shit, so ain't no reason to.
But he...
She laughing, my shit.
Because you keep the good shit in the locker. Smart man. That's what lockers are good for.
But you know what? Even, like, here, we joined together. But true. I don't go in there and, you know, I don't buy them. I buy what I want to buy, and then... More often than not,
we put it on his tab.
No, not all the time. No, but more often than not, when he comes out, he'll buy me a stick with you. Come home and bring it to me.
Yeah, here, he's a good man.
Absolutely. And when I'm out, I go and get things for him, and I bring him back things I know that he likes. I get something for myself. I typically don't come home with just stuff for myself. Okay. So it's like it's supposed to be. If I'm coming up, he's coming up too. That's how it's supposed to be. But I don't touch his stuff. He set me up with a lot of the stuff that I do have. Like I told you earlier, he bought me a fridge for Christmas. So I have a couple of humidors. I have more than a couple, but I got humidors, and I buy my own things, what I like. I don't touch his, he don't touch mine. Every once in a while, we may ask each other for a cigar out of respect for his things and my things, and it works. But I don't do anything to him that I don't want him to do to me. How's that?
Do he got some of his shit in your humidor?
Again?
Does he have some of his cigars in your humidor?
No, we don't. That's a rule that we don't do.
Nope. Damn. No, that's kind of regimental.
No commingling.
No commingling of the sticks, huh?
I got my queen cave with my shit. He got his man cave with his shit. We don't. The only thing we might intermingle is a lighter here and there, fuel here and there. Now I will go. I'll openly admit I will go and take his fuel because I don't buy it. But that's about as far as I go.
Okay.
Yeah.
But what about his lighters?
No. Because no, I probably got as many as he got.
Just like you said, like with her humidor, like, say, I might have mine this way, and she got all her cigars on an obtuse angle.
Oh, okay.
So that's why I'm not messing with her stuff.
Oh, okay. You know, gotcha. That's the setup to make sure you ain't messing with it.
You weren't supposed to tell
her. Sharks, what you say?
Well, for me.
Co-mingling of sticks or no?
No, because she doesn't smoke. She smokes basically all flavors.
Okay.
And I don't smoke flavored cigars, so
yeah.
She has her own stuff. It's in my humidor, but she has her own stuff. I do pick her up sticks and everything. I got sticks in my locker here.
Yeah.
So when we come together, I make sure she got what she likes to smoke when she comes here.
Got
but
you.
Other than that, she's not gonna touch mine because she don't like the strong stuff.
Mm.
So good in that way.
Have now, you guys? Okay, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Now, as far as accessories, where's my lighter? I don't know what I did with it. I get that. But as far as sticks, we don't have an issue. Mm-hmm.
Kelly, where's his lighter at?
One of them is right there.
Where the other one at?
Beer.
Could be in a nightstand. Could be downstairs. Got a little candle with it.
Now that stuff disappears and not really disappears, but it walks a little bit around the house.
Yeah, it does. It does. Yeah, so here's once again, here's Boston. So once again, she just started smoking after we opened the lounge, but do y'all ever take a puff? Like, let me try that. Can I just taste that cigar?
All the time.
Yeah.
Well,
I'll do that.
See, I hate that shit.
When I'm lighting hers, if you know, either I puff to get it started, or she go ahead and she'll puff. But other than that, like I said, I don't smoke flavors.
Yeah. Well, I do it for opinion, like to see if she got the same opinion I got. Well, like I was smoking one earlier, exactly, because I had a spicy sandwich and I was like, yo, see if this is me. And she said, no, it's you. Because it had a bite, like I was ready to throw it against the wall.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, I don't like that shit. So I remember being in the lounge and she was like, what are you smoking? And I was like, whatever it was. And then she took a couple puffs off of it, hands it back to me. Now I got a lipstick ring at the top. Now I got lipstick on my cigar. I got red lipstick ring on the top. It's not manly for a man to have a lipstick ring on his cigar.
You ain't worried about that lipstick when you want some sugar, so don't worry about that lipstick on that cigar.
We talking about pepper right now. We talking about sugar. It's peppery. I ain't say sugary. It's a lipstick ring, you know? Yeah.
You know what? Okay. Put your pinky out, Kel. Put your pinky out, girl.
But then the other part is accessories. So, you know, like, I'm blessed, right? You know, we're in the business, so people come, manufacturers, they give us cigars or whatever, and I always give cigars out, but, I mean, not cigars, lighters. Mm-hmm. You know, we always, if they give us something, 90% of it, I give it back out. But occasionally, I will see a dope lighter that I like, and I'm like, well, I just spent $1,000 for you to give me 5 lighters to give away. I've earned this one lighter for myself. And so I'll keep it, and then I'll go looking for it around the house, and it's in her humidor. She got a little travel humidor. She done upped her game. Like, where that lighter at? Where that DDL light at? You know what I mean? Where that Ashton light at? Where that light at? Real nice one. And it's in her humidor. So I'm looking for my lighters. It's in her humidor. Then I get them back. They always empty. You know what I'm saying? And so most recently, I happened to go into the bathroom about a week or two ago. One of my fucking cigar lighters was sitting on the counter now for my makeup.
Now, here's a funny story. I have, as you know, I got a the bleeder tool for my lighter. Yeah. So, I'm looking for my bleeder tool, to, you know, so I can refill my lighter. Can't find it. I asked her, she said, oh, me and her girlfriend who's here tonight.
That's
I
ain't gonna say no name.
As a matter of fact, with that same color, too.
Yeah.
They use it to poke a hole in the cigar because they couldn't find the cutter.
It worked.
You can't.
So you know what happened.
It got clogged. It got clogged with the tobacco.
She thought it was a poker. I said, no, it ain't no poker.
Yeah, see?
And that was what, this summer?
Yeah, we had it all back with us.
I'm like, hey,
it's like, come on. So she, I think she used it to heat up the eyebrow pencil or some shit? Yep. You can tell I've been married for a long time. Y'all got the lighter to heat up the eyebrow pencil. And I'm like, that shit got the good butane in that blue shit. You know what I mean? It had the butane as orange. It's the good shit. She had a bit for like 10 years. I guess she finally burnt the bit out. What I'm trying to make is, in my bathroom right now, is a chrome stainless steel DDL cigar lighter with the flip top and a tri-flame that goes up to a point, which is now a fucking eyebrow pistol warmer.
But it's the dual purpose.
Yes, right? Yes.
It's dual purpose.
No, it's not. No, it's not dual purpose. It's not.
I don't do that, but I'm trying to help you out, Q. It's dual purpose.
Yes, yes.
Yeah. I mean, you know, share light.
I'm just saying. Have you ever purchased a lighter? No. So, yeah, I mean, it's all good. But she's got, so I will say, and it's a crazy thing, she's got a really, really nice V-cut, Calibri V-cutter. And I don't own a Calibri V-cutter. I don't own a Calibri V-cutter.
Which
it's nice
that?
Too. Yep, just like that one.
No, that he don't own one.
Let me see. It's in her box right there. And you know what? And a couple times she left her box here, and I was like, you know what? I should use her cutter. But I respect the tool. You know,
You use another person's tool.
Only without, not without asking. Not without.
You know what it is? You don't use it because it's a girl color.
No, that shit is sharp. That thing is surgical.
Yeah, I got one, but I'm just saying.
Is that, that's the same color you got too? It ain't it?
Rose gold.
Rose gold one? Yeah. I don't use it because it's hers.
Huh?
Yeah.
Keep using the bleeding tool.
Uh-oh. There you go, Strap. Valentine's Day coming up. Valentine's Day coming up. Yeah, but yes. You know, I just don't, too. I don't, you know. Whatever. So, all right, I guess we are at the hour. I'll just close, and I'll just ask this question. I'll go around the table and ask this question. Do you think that smoking together enhances the marriage, or it doesn't make much of a difference whatsoever?
For quality time, it enhances the marriage. Because you, in the day's world, you got to get quality time when you can.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, I mean, we were, this summer, we came home, we went out to dinner, our kids have grown, but they're still living at home.
But, different subject, but yeah, go ahead.
But we were sitting out on the deck, out there, we're smoking, chilling, here come the kids. Messing up our ambiance, but you know, they didn't stay. You know, they just talked a little bit and then they went on about their business. But you know, we had a good time that evening. We was out there until about 4 o'clock. 4 o'clock in the morning, just chilling on the back deck.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
I agree.
Yeah.
Same thing.
So it's an enhancement. Couple that smokes together stays together.
Absolutely.
All something right. That you both enjoy, why not?
Yeah.
You know, get it how you can. Like you said, these days it's hard to, especially when you have children involved,
mm-hmm.
and grown children who don't know how to go about their business.
Yeah.
When you need them to, without a hint.
Yeah.
You know, and our folks are grown, you know, but we do get that time. We do the same thing. We try, especially now during the pandemic, more so than not, we spend a lot of time outside, getting different things, straightening up outside, enjoying ourselves, and it's typically random.
Mm-hmm.
Go out there and just have a good time, and we might stay out there, light the fire pit or whatever, hang out all night. But we home, ain't gotta worry about DUIs, we ain't gotta worry about, oh, I'm too sleepy to go home, or all that, because we home. But at the same time, we get to enjoy each other and have a good time. Take advantage of that time.
But one thing I know about y'all turn up every fucking weekend. Like, half East Square Lounge is in Chester on Saturday and shit. I'm just saying. It'd be like three people in here. I see a post, 16 of our people is over at the girls' residence and shit.
Well, that's
because
send
a tracker over there one of these days. You fucking up my money.
Well, no, the city's going to take care of that because they going to give them people tickets.
That was me. I introduced that bill.
But that's usually because all we got to do is just say, he'll say, hey, I'm going out back, you coming, or the opposite, we'll go out back, and as soon as he posts, I'm at the Grove spot, then people just start trickling through the door. We got an open door policy, in all honesty. You want to come over and hang out? Happenstance, we might have some food. Other times, we just out there shooting the shit, but
more times than not, y'all got food.
Yeah.
I said more times than not, y'all have food.
Yeah. I mean, you know. We try to make it comfortable. We like to entertain.
Mm-hmm.
Don't mind the company at all. We've had some really crazy nights in the yard.
We had fireworks and other fireworks.
And
some that you had and some that most of the time other people had.
Absolutely.
And they not in your crew.
But we've had car chases.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
So you never know. So Tiffany is saying, Chester, stand up. Yeah, Tiff, there's always something going on over there.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed.
I'll say we had the opportunity to come over one Saturday. I think we was closed down. It was COVID.
Mm-hmm.
Lounge was closed down, and we came over and had a good time. Ty made me a
custom
omelet.
Right?
Hell yeah.
Y'all got four, enjoyed yourself.
Had a brunch thing, you know, so you like to cook. I haven't made one of the all-night brisket fest yet. But
there's always something.
That's on the to-do list. So,
and then he also does, you know, like I came up with something because I again give him his time. That he does sort of a get together man time, shoot the shit manalog type of thing.
Uh-huh.
And he will have some of the guys over, maybe that are newly married, younger than us, have been married less time than us.
Okay.
And may throw a menu together. He gets it all set up, and I disappear. The guys don't bring their wives. I leave my house, and I don't mind being kicked out, and they have the house to themselves and have that time, and I'm so okay with it. But that's kind of his way of giving back to the folks who haven't been in it as long as we have.
Mm-hmm. I didn't get that invite.
This was before we met y'all.
Oh, likely story, huh?
Yeah.
I've been knowing y'all like 3 years.
They said younger than
they did say, yeah. I forgot.
They did. She did say
I am
young.
The old head.
Yeah, I mean, you know, but I think it works out good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it works out good for him. But that was one of those occasions where I will leave my own house and let him have at it, do what he do. There's other times where we used to host football every Sunday. Every Sunday for a long time.
Thank God E Squared is open now, right?
Thank you. Because they would come at 9 o'clock in the morning and they would go home till 10, 11 o'clock at night.
Because it's three games.
Whatever games. Yeah. They would come and stay and I would just leave or whatever. But it was his time. He'd have a good time and I don't bother him. They don't bother me. All is well.
September to February.
All right. I just kind of check out. I don't have a husband during football season back then. Now I come here.
I got a big homie during football season, though. See how it works out?
There you go.
If I could get him to agree with the Eagles, I got a little homie, too. I got Sharp, my Eagle, man. I mean, my I'm sorry. Steelers. Cover that cup again. My Sixers, we know. We being here busting it up with the Sixers and stuff. So, I mean, that's one of the things that, and I'll just say this in close up. We over the hour, supposed to keep it to an hour. But, you know, the motto of our lounge is sports, cigars, drinks, and music because that's what I like. You know, I like being able to sit down, watch the game, have a cigar. I don't drink adult beverages, but at least have a nice beverage of choice and just shoot the shit. Nothing nefarious goes on. And in a lot of times, the conversations we have, which is why Cigars and Conversations at E Square came to life, is that we talk about any and everything. You know, we try to stay away from politics and religion. You know, sometimes if it happens, it happens. But we talk about, and you can debate all day on sports. Like our current debate, which has been raging since Sunday, is like, is Tom Brady the GOAT of GOATs? The answer to that is absolutely not. However, we have been debating that.
That's your opinion.
The answer to that is absolutely not. This is a cigar. This is my shit. I'm going to cut it off before y'all can go ahead.
I hate it.
We get ready to cut that off. So, anywho, but no, we want to thank you guys for coming out and sharing a part of yourselves with everybody out there. All 18, 20 of us.
Thanks for having us.
You know, for everybody that was on the line, thank you guys very much for participating. You know, one of the reasons why we like this medium is because the comments, you know, it adds to it, and you guys could be doing something else like crocheting or taking a nap or something. You spent the last hour and 10 minutes with us, so we thank you for that. For the people that came through and drove down to come and support us live, we thank y'all as well. And so we'll just close it out by saying we are E Square Cigar Lounge, 3616 Kirkwood Highway, Wilmington, Delaware. And if you want to come in and talk about some shit, be a part of the movement, come on in. And in closing, if no one told you they love you today,
we love you too.
You know these motherfuckers don't never listen to my podcast because everybody, that was a tester to see who watched me to the end. They probably cut me off at like 30 seconds and be like, all right, Omar talked too much.
Cut you off
at the hour. And shut me off and shit.
You left 10 minutes ago.
We were down eight, you're right. So, anyway, I'll close the way I've been closing for 2.5 fucking years, which is...
Pay attention.
If no one told you they love you today,
we do.
No, we don't. Tell your goddamn self. It means so much more. Peace.